Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. Search for Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. All right, we're talking all things holidays. And we even have a recap of Michaela's trip to Epcot's International Festival of the Holidays coming up.
Yes.
And an awesome theme park tip of the week, including a rumor about a very popular Walt Disney World ride.
Right.
So let's dive in. Legoland Florida, we've talked about it before. Their holidays at Legoland is going on select weekends. There is one more weekend this weekend and through, like, right before Christmas through New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so the one from Christmas to New Year's Eve is a whole week.
Right.
Right.
So check their website for specific details on that. Also, Busch Gardens Christmas Town is happening now through January 9th. That is included with park admission, and it's also celebrating 10 years. And we've also talked about that on a previous podcast, so yeah. Go back to one of our old podcasts to
so
hear
much
all
fun.
About that. Yes, it was. SeaWorld Orlando, they're also having their Christmas celebration now through January 3rd, which is also included in park admission. And then just down I-4 or up I-4 or over on I-4.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Universal Orlando Resort. They have their Great Movie Escape at Universal Orlando Resort.
It just opened.
Well, and that's when I first read Great Movie Escape, I thought it was the Great Movie Ride. Like I had that in my head.
Right.
We know that's Mickey or sorry.
Old school Disney.
Old school Disney. But the Great Movie Escape at Universal Orlando Resort is escape rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's two. One, my favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future.
Yep.
And the other one being Jurassic World.
McFly.
You yeah. Like it? It's definitely, I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah. So definitely check that out. They have the Green and Red Coconut Club,
which is a bar. I talked about it being the Dead Coconut Club.
Right.
Back in the Halloween time, but mm-hmm. they changed it to the Green and Red Coconut Club for the holidays.
Very
so no
cool.
spookiness.
And where is that located?
That is located in City Walk.
Oh, in City Walk.
Up the escalators.
Okay.
And you'll see it right there. Yeah.
All right. So like a Christmas-themed bar.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Christmas drinks and all that fun stuff.
Oh, cool. And then holidays at Universal, that is happening now through January 1st. And Michaela, you're going to be there this weekend.
I am. I'm so excited to see the Grinch and hopefully to try out some of the stuff that we talked about previously, the Green and Red Coconut Club and the Great Movie Escape. I'm going to try to shove as much in a day as I could.
And of course, we'll tell you all about her trip next week.
Oh, yeah. So it's a big old tease for next week. But we have more in this episode, so stay tuned.
Yeah. We're not done here. But she's going to do that this weekend and we'll talk about it next week. So I can't wait to hear about it. And then what's happening at Walt Disney World?
Of course, the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I've had family be like, how can I get tickets?
Yeah,
I can't. Not this year. I'm like, wait for next year.
Yeah.
And they're all sold out. Like I said, there's options to get other tickets. I've found really good ones at TicketSwap, the app and the website. I've gotten tickets from there before. But I don't know. I think this year it's just not happening. But just plan ahead next year.
Yeah.
A lot of the times that drops in about August.
Yeah,
they drop
sometimes
because the Halloween one drops in like March. Like it's like super early. It happens very fast, but they didn't sell out in a day. So if the dates get announced and they announce that the day the tickets go on sale, just start making plans and start saving up now.
Yep.
And Animal Kingdom. In Animal Kingdom, we know you have Pandora, the world of Avatar. That land is awesome. Very cool. And because the second Avatar film comes out this week, isn't that crazy? It's been years. What, 2009 was the first one?
Something like that.
Oh my gosh. It's been a long time coming. And because of that release, and now Disney owns the rights to Avatar, they are making some changes in the parks. The projection on the Tree of Life will have new scenes from Avatar, The Way of Water. There's also going to be food offerings at Setuli Canteen, which is the quick service restaurant in Pandora.
Yep.
And that's probably my favorite quick service in all of Walt Disney World.
Whoa.
Just to throw that out there. They have this, sorry if I butcher these names, but I'm sure they're not even real names because they're just like something the Imagineers thought up. But
Makina?
Makina?
It's not Michaela, but I think it's Metcaina.
Cane mousse. So that's a dessert.
Yum.
They have a chocolate mousse and I think a blueberry one right now. So they had this one added. Ocean Moon Bowl, which it looks like a poke bowl. Mm-hmm. And I love a good poke bowl. And then a new Ilu.
Sure.
Splash Margarita. And I love margarita. So yeah. It's just going to continue to be my favorite.
You might not be able to say what you want to order, but you say you want
I
that
I want that new
margarita.
Bowl. I want that new mousse.
Yep.
Or the margarita. Yeah, so it just seems like fun. And also they have new merchandise in the park, so you're going to see Avatar everywhere you go. Okay. Because, of course, the movie is coming out this weekend. And at Epcot, right now the Festival of the Holidays is going on. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But some exciting news. The DuckTales World Showcase game is premiering at Epcot. That's the game that it used to be Kim Possible.
Okay.
And then it was Perry the Platypus.
Okay.
And now it's DuckTales.
Is it on the app?
They haven't had too much come out from it. Okay. I believe it's on the app because they used to give you a phone.
Right.
And then you'd go around and have to return the phone. Uh-huh. But why would they have to do that if, like, pretty much everybody has a smartphone now? Yeah. Practically everybody. Yeah. And so it's replacing Phineas and Ferb Agent P's World Showcase Adventure, where it's a great, I mean, adults and kids could do this. It's like a scavenger hunt around the World Showcase.
Yeah.
Finding Perry the Platypus and activating these things that would come to life. And
cool.
It would be like almost a secretive club.
Yeah.
That, you know, all the other people are walking around drinking and eating and you're just like making things come to life and like these, I don't even know how to explain. It's just a lot of fun to see if you see like a Perry the Platypus or a little token, they're telling you to go find it and you get there and you activate it. A sprinkler might go off or a sound
might go off.
Like something might happen and it's just really cool. Now they're going to put DuckTales
which spans the ages.
Right.
Like,
so
DuckTales. Ooh.
Yep.
Yep.
So they have the older animated television show and then they have the newer one now. So like you said,
parents
everyone
and kids
can enjoy it.
Do it. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
That's so fun. I love DuckTales.
Isn't that so fun? I'm excited to see it. Of course, I'll be playing as soon as it comes out. And that announcement and so much more is going to be announced at Destination D23. That got announced. Destination D23 is very similar to D23 Expo. I've talked about going in the past. It is the Disney fan convention. Mm-hmm. It is a great way to meet other Disney fans and learn a lot about the history of, you know, the Disney parks, Disney brands, everything to do with Disney, and just be there for special announcements that Disney announces. That, like I said, spanning all of their stuff, and they have a lot of stuff.
And the D23 Expo, that's the one that you go to in Anaheim.
Right.
At Disneyland.
Yes, in Disneyland. Anaheim Convention Center, right next to Disneyland.
Right. And this Destination D23, this one is happening at Walt Disney World.
Yes.
So it's going to be at the Disney's Contemporary Resort, September 8th through the 10th. So if you want to go, start making your plans now. Go to WaltDisneyWorld.com to find all the information on it.
Go D23. I don't know about this ticket in particular. You'll have to look into it, but I believe it to be a D23 member. And to be a D23 member is free. If you want the gold membership, it does cost money.
Right.
So look into it. If you're a big Disney fan and this is something that interests you, I highly recommend it. I go to D23 Expo every time they have it, which is every other year.
Right.
And the years they don't have D23 Expo, they have Destination D23.
Cool. So, yeah, if you're not sure if you're, like, all in to go to Anaheim for D23 Expo, this might be the one for you to, like, dip your toe in the water.
Absolutely. Much smaller scale, so it's more intimate, but it's still a lot of fun. You're going to hear a lot of things. You're going to see a lot of important people, maybe even Bob Iger, which that would be the biggest reason I would want to go.
Yep, Bob Iger's back.
Bob Iger. So many announcements.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. We'll be right back.
Well, speaking of so many announcements, tell us about your trip to the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays.
Yes, I got to go on the opening weekend of it this year, and I got to see Simu Liu, which is, he plays Shang-Chi in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so he's a superhero, and I got to see him at the Candlelight Processional. He was the narrator.
Very cool.
And I've been to the Candlelight Processional before, but something about this performance was spectacular. And if you don't know what the Candlelight Processional is, it is a retelling of the birth of Jesus Christ.
The Christmas story.
Right. It's very Christian.
Right.
But I feel like anyone can enjoy it.
Right.
Because they still have holiday things in there that of other holidays. And it's just beautiful. It's just a retelling of it. Simu Liu as a narrator. They have different narrators like practically every weekend. Yep. And he was just telling the story. And then they have a chorus and they have the Voices of Liberty, which, you know, they live at Epcot.
Right.
They have performances every day. They have them. They have an orchestra.
Wow. Yeah.
And they just, it just. Oh,
Christmas carols along with the narration. I've seen it once in my life. I saw it right before the pandemic. It was the first time I've ever seen it, and I had chills.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, if you're having a really hard time getting in the Christmas spirit, go see the Candlelight Processional, because you'll just, I'm not a crier, but a couple tears were shed just because it was beautiful.
It is gorgeous. The voice, and a lot of the times the chorus is
a local
people
who
get invited to get to perform there, and the orchestra too is local.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that is not local is the narrator, and they're always celebrities. So if you want a celebrity sighting at Disney, you could pay for it, or you could go for free. You could wait for the Candlelight Processional in a long line if you don't have a dining reservation, or if you're lucky enough, which I was very, very lucky to be able to snag a dining reservation at the Rose and Crown restaurant in the UK Pavilion in Epcot. I ate there about 4 o'clock. Then I went to the 8:30 showing. So they had 3 showings a day with Simu. And it was actually a great way to start the holiday season, because I went the day after Thanksgiving.
Very cool.
And it was breathtaking.
Now,
I was like third row too.
Yeah, your photo and video were great. But yeah, definitely it's a long line and people line up very early for it.
Especially
depending on the celebrity.
Right.
But the restaurant dinner and a show, basically reservation, that's the key right there.
Right.
So you pay a little bit up front, but you don't have to worry about standing in a line for like 6 hours and hoping to get a seat, because
Absolutely.
It does fill up.
It does fill up. But there's other things that go on at the Festival of the Holidays. If that doesn't, you know, if it doesn't interest you at all. They have the cookie stroll, which is a paid for thing. But if you get a certain amount of cookies in the cookie stroll and you get your book stamped, you have a little passport book stamped, you can get a free treat at the end. I'm trying to build up to that. I think I only got 2 out of like the 6.
You got a lot
so
of work
far.
To do.
But they're only about $2 or $3 a cookie. So it's not too expensive.
Yeah.
It's just a fun way to try different things without buying the bigger food items.
Yeah.
So I think that's always cool, is different cookies that you could choose from and different places around the World Showcase. They have all these decorations around the World Showcase. They also have a Olaf like adventure that you could partake in. It's something also that you have to pay for, but it's a great thing to keep the kids occupied. So you buy this thing for about $10, and it's a map, and it tells you, you know, where you could find Olaf. And if you find Olaf, you put a sticker in a little spot of what country you found him in, you complete it, then you go back and you get a gift.
Very
so it's
cool.
A little souvenir to take home, but it's a lot of fun to be able to, like I said, keep those kids entertained as they're going to the World Showcase.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And there's different food booths, like I said, the cookie stroll, but they have different food items. And they're really highlighting how the holidays are celebrated all around the world.
Makes sense.
So that's why I love...
Yeah.
I love going to Epcot this time of year, just because, and also the peppermint bark.
Oh.
Their peppermint bark is amazing. Side note, in the American Adventure Pavilion, they have peppermint bark that they make fresh every day, and it's delicious.
I know you're a very tough critic on peppermint bark.
Oh, yes,
so,
I am very
high
tough. It's a very high praise. You can definitely tell it's fresh, because the pieces, it's me getting into detail, but the pieces aren't like perfectly squared. They're definitely like...
Handmade.
Handmade.
Yep.
Just put in the bag.
And it's a great way to see how the world celebrates the holidays without having to pay the airfare.
Yes, you could travel around the world all in one day.
Yeah.
And don't have to worry about any jet lag or any high bills, except for maybe you're drinking around the world.
Yeah. Well, but yeah. There's that. Pace yourself.
Epcot International Festival of the Arts going on now through December 30th. Some of the narrators.
Of the holidays,
I'm sorry.
Right?
What did I say?
The arts. It's all right.
Nope, that's coming up next.
That's next. You already got that.
Oh, I'm excited for that one. Sorry.
I know.
Ooh, rewind. Epcot International Festival of the Holidays going on now through December 31st. A lot more narrators to come. And who's here this weekend?
Excuse me. Neil Patrick Harris is here this weekend, NPH.
Ooh.
Then followed up by Mariska Hargitay.
Yay.
From SVU.
Okay.
Cal Ripken Jr., Marie Osmond over the Christmas weekend. Courtney Vance, and then Angela Bassett to round out the month of December.
Wow, that's a very big lineup. But don't give up hope. Keep checking the Disney app, the Walt Disney World app, and the website. See if you get a dining reservation.
Yep.
It's very much worth it.
Dinner and a show reservation is the one you want so that you can get a reserve. They have like a reserved rows for those people. You still have to get in a line to get in the venue when it opens, but if you have one of those, you should have a seat.
It's so funny because I actually was trying. I was looking at dining reservations for this weekend because I'm spending the whole weekend in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And one of the days I'm going back to Epcot, and we were making a dining reservation, and I saw one pop up, but I did not realize that it was Neil Patrick Harris Day.
Oh, my gosh.
See, don't give up hope. If you wanted to go this weekend, there's a reservation still there.
24-hour thing, you know? People drop them because they realize, you know, they may have gotten them thinking they were going to go, and then they can't. So,
or made multiple and didn't know what time they wanted to go.
Yep. So
people do it.
Keep checking the app. All right, Michaela, it sounds so much fun. Thank you for bringing all that information back for us. We're going to get into the theme park tip of the week, which is kind of a tip from me.
Ooh.
So, you know, nobody wants to spend $6-$7 on a bottle of water when you go to a theme park.
No.
No, it's not fun. So what I like to do is a lot of times you can take water bottles, empty water bottles into the parks.
Yeah, you could put them, have them filled, empty.
Yeah. I like to take an empty Brita premium filtering water bottle.
Okay.
Into the park. So it has a water filter.
Okay.
In the water bottle.
Ooh.
So even if you're like in the bathroom and you need water and you're like, because you don't want to stand in front of a like a water fountain and just like wait for it to fill, you know,
sure.
And you're not sure what the filtration is, or maybe you don't like the taste or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the taste. Ugh.
Get one of these. It's got a filter in it, and they're like $25 for the whole thing. And I think refills aren't that crazy expensive for the filters, and they last a long time.
And also you can buy them in multiple packs.
Exactly. But then you just go in the bathroom, you know, fill up your water bottle. It goes, it filters again, even if it's been filtered once, but it makes it taste a little bit better.
Yeah. Florida's not known for their good tasting water.
No.
So this is a good idea.
Yeah. And they sell them at like Target. And at Walmart, you can get them online, too. So they're available. Mm-hmm. These are also good for cruises.
That's true, too.
So they, you know, if you can take a water bottle into a sports arena, too, there you go.
Yeah, anywhere that you will drink water, which is always, you should always drink water.
Exactly. So maybe put it on your Christmas list for this year.
Oh, true. Santa. Santa's coming.
Yep. All right. Rumor. Here's what's in the rumor mill. New scenes coming to Avatar Flight of Passage ride. Michaela, what say you?
Highly, highly, highly likely.
Yeah.
Because the man himself, James Cameron, who is the mastermind behind a lot of great movies, but
especially Avatar,
he's the mastermind behind that. And he made the suggestion to Bob Iger.
Okay.
The man himself. So it's one mouth, one big mouth to another big mouth.
Well, not big mouth.
I shouldn't
but
say
like
big mouth. Like
important decision-making mouth.
Right. So when James Cameron says, hey, you should probably change us scenes and I'll help do it, you say yes.
Okay.
You say, when? When can we have this do happen?
And to be quite honest, when I'm watching the trailer and the commercials for Avatar,
The Way of Water,
I'm like, did they make this movie to look like the ride? Because there's a lot of water in the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like,
apparently the movie was in the same production as like the sequel was happening. Okay. So, and James Cameron was in both, you know, hands in both pots. So yeah, a lot of the inspiration behind it. But you know, the Pandora, the world of Avatar, the land in Animal Kingdom is based on a way futuristic version of the one we see in the movies because they don't want it to align with it.
Okay.
Not like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge where it's like jumping right into that new trilogy.
Right.
This one is in the future.
Okay.
So just put it in perspective. But they said that there is a creature that they have on the ride that you could see that is in Avatar 3. We're talking the third one.
I was going to say, this is the second one.
This is the second one. And some of the kids who are in the second, the sequel, who are also going to be in the third one, said, oh, we saw a character in there, or not character, a type of creature that is getting introduced in the third film. James Cameron is thinking that far ahead.
I can't even remember what happened yesterday or think about what happens tomorrow.
I know. James Cameron has a big old mind. And just to give you, you know, his IMDb page.
Yeah.
He has Titanic.
Yes, he does.
He has Terminator.
Uh-huh.
So
he's into trilogies, except for Titanic. He really can't have a trilogy on that.
It's practically a two-parter, though. Because when we all had the VHS tape.
Yeah, you had two VHSs.
Two VHSs.
Yeah, you can't really do a sequel on the Titanic because it kind of ends.
You could have done one on Rose.
What happened to Rose after? Ooh, come on, James Cameron.
He's too busy with Avatar 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. I don't know where else he's going
to
go.
What happened between, you know, her not letting Jack on the door to when she dropped the diamond in the ocean?
Was there a motive? We want to know, James Cameron.
Yes. All she had to do was move over just a little bit.
Yeah, we don't want a Titanic land, so please don't make that, Disney.
Oh, God,
thank you.
All right, Michaela, thank you so much. And thank you for joining us. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode and leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and we will catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.